now with the biblical treasury of the Catechism compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. on the Apostles' Creed, the resurrection of the body. So man, when he is fallen asleep, shall not rise again. Till the heavens be broken, he shall not awake, nor rise out of his sleep. Job, chapter 14, verse 12. Thinking well and religiously concerning the resurrection. 2 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 43. The dead shall rise again. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 52. I will raise him up in the last day. John, chapter 6, verse 55, and chapter 6, verse 40. If Christ be preached that he arose again from the dead, how do some among you say that there be no resurrection of the dead? 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 12. By a man came death, and by a man the resurrection of the dead. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 21. They determined against me an unjust word. Shall he that sleepeth rise again no more? Psalms, chapter 40, verse 9. God will redeem my soul from the hand of hell when he shall receive me. Psalms, chapter 48, verse 16. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Apocalypse, chapter 20, verse 6. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Psalms, chapter 87, verse 11. Thus saith the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will send spirit into you, and you shall live. Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 5. Many of those that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some unto life everlasting, and others unto reproach. Daniel, chapter 12, verse 2. Thou indeed, O most wicked man, destroyest us out of this present life, but the King of the world will raise us up in the resurrection of eternal life. 2 Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 9. There shall be a resurrection of the just and unjust. Acts, chapter 24, verse 15. He, Christ, should be the first that should rise from the dead. Acts 26, verse 23. I will deliver them out of the hand of death. O death, I will be thy death. OC, chapter 13, verse 14, and 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 54. Thou wilt bring up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Jonas, chapter 2, verse 7. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans, chapter 6, verse 5. Knowing that he who raised up Jesus will raise up us also with Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. He that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall quicken also your mortal bodies. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. And the life everlasting. In the sight of the unwise they seemed to die, and their departure was taken for misery, and their going away from us for utter destruction. But they are in peace. Wisdom, chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. The dead shall rise again, incorruptible. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 52. The just shall live forevermore. Wisdom, chapter 5, verse 16. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 53. For they have said, reasoning with themselves, but not right, the time of our life is short and tedious, and in the end of a man there is no remedy, and no man hath been known to have returned from hell. Wisdom, chapter 2, verse 1. This is the will of my Father that sent me, that every one who seeth the Son and believeth in him may have life everlasting. John chapter 6, verse 40. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Apocalypse chapter 14, verse 13. For we are the children of saints, and look for that life which God will give to those that never change their faith from him. Tobias, chapter 2, verse 18. They that instruct many to justice shall shine as stars for all eternity. Daniel, chapter 12, verse 3. I am the God of Abraham. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Matthew chapter 22, verse 32, Mark chapter 12, verse 27, Luke chapter 20, verse 38, and Romans chapter 14, verse 8 and 9. Who shall receive in the world to come life everlasting? Mark chapter 10, verse 30, Luke chapter 18, verse 30. He that hateth his life in this world keepeth it unto life eternal. John chapter 12, verse 25. Everyone that liveth and believeth in me shall not die forever. John chapter 11, verse 26. Unto the hope of life everlasting, which God, who lieth not, hath promised. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. He that believeth in me hath everlasting life. John chapter 6, verse 47. Lesson second from the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, on God and His perfections. What is God? God is a spirit, infinitely perfect. He is from eternity to eternity, and to him nothing may be added, nor can he be diminished. Ecclesiasticus chapter 42, verse 21 and 22. God is a spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 24. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. The Lord is a spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. I am who am. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord God, who is and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Apocalypse chapter 1, verse 8, and 21, verse 6, and 22, verse 13. God is not a man that he should lie, nor as the Son of Man that he should be changed. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. The Lord your God, he is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, a great God and mighty and terrible. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Behold, God is great, exceeding our knowledge. The number of his years is inestimable. Job chapter 36, verse 26. We cannot find him worthily. He is great in strength and in judgment and in justice, and he is ineffable. Job chapter 37, verse 23. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Psalms chapter 94, verse 3. Had God a beginning? God had no beginning. He always was, and he always will be. All wisdom is from the Lord God, and hath been always with him, and is before all time. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 1. Before the mountains were made, or the earth and the world were formed, from eternity and to eternity, thou art God. Psalms chapter 89, verse 2. I was set up from eternity. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 23. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come. Apocalypse chapter 1, verse 8, and 21, verse 6, and 22, verse 13. Before Abraham was made, I am. John chapter 8, verse 58. I will lift up my hand to heaven, and I will say, I live forever. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 40. I am who am. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Thy years are unto generation and generation. Psalms chapter 101, verse 25. Thou art always the selfsame, and thy years shall not fail. Psalms chapter 101, verse 28. Behold, I am living forever and ever, and have the keys of death and of hell. Apocalypse chapter 1, verse 18. God is great, exceeding our knowledge. The number of his years is inestimable. Job chapter 36, verse 26. Before me there was no God formed, and after me there shall be none. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10. I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, and 41, verse 4, and 48, verse 12, and Apocalypse chapter 1, verse 17. He that liveth forever created all things. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 1. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Exodus chapter 15, verse 18. The Lord is the everlasting God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. From everlasting is thy name. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 16, and Psalms chapter 92, verse 2. Where is God? God is everywhere. If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I descend into hell, thou art present. Psalms chapter 138, verse 8. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. Psalms chapter 10, verses 5, and Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 20. He be not far from every one of us, for in him we live and move and be. Acts chapter 17, verse 27 and 28. Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24. Heaven is my throne, and the earth my footstool. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1, and Acts chapter 7, verse 49. Is it then to be thought that God should indeed dwell upon earth? For if the heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built? 3 Kings chapter 8, verse 27, 2 Paralipomenon chapter 2, verse 6, and chapter 6, verse 18. Our God is in heaven. Psalms chapter 113, verse 3b, Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 1, and Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9. Who is as the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Psalms chapter 112, verse 5, and Isaiah chapter 33, verse 5. He, being made Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Acts chapter 17, verse 24, and 7, verse 48. He is higher than heaven, and he is deeper than hell. The measure of him is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. Job chapter 11, verse 8 and 9. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. Psalms chapter 144, verse 18. His dwelling is above. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. Question 16. If God is everywhere, why do we not see him? We do not see God because he is a pure spirit and cannot be seen with bodily eyes. Man seeth those things that appear. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 7. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. God is a spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1, verse 18, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. To the King of Kings, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Whom no man hath seen nor can see. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16. Verily thou art a hidden God, the God of Israel, the Savior. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 15. Question 17. Does God see us? God sees us and watches over us. He made the little and the great, and he hath equally care of all. Wisdom, chapter 6, verse 8. Darkness shall not be dark to thee, and night shall be light as the day. The darkness thereof and the light thereof are alike to thee. Psalms, chapter 138, verse 12. Neither is there any creature invisible in his sight, but all things are naked and open to his eyes. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. The eyes of the Lord are far brighter than the sun, beholding round about all the ways of men, and the bottom of the deep, and looking into the hearts of men, into the most hidden parts. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verse 28. His eyes are upon the ways of men, and he considereth all their steps. Job chapter 34, verse 21. He knoweth my way, and has tried me as gold that passeth through the fire. Job chapter 23, verse 10. All the ways of a man are open to his eyes. The Lord is the weigher of spirits. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2. The steps of man are guided by the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24. The Lord weigheth the hearts. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. Every heart is understood by him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 16, verse 20. The eyes of the Lord are upon the just. Psalms chapter 33, verse 16, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. The eyes of the Lord are towards them that fear him, and he knoweth all the work of man. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 20. The eyes of the Lord in every place behold the good and the evil. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3. God who seeth all things. Esther chapter 16, verse 4. Shall a man be hid in secret places, and I not see him, saith the Lord? Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24. Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. John chapter 1, verse 48. Say not, I shall be hidden from God, and who shall remember me from on high? Ecclesiasticus chapter 16, verse 16. Whither shall I flee from thy face? Psalms chapter 138, verse 7. The works of all flesh are before him, and there is nothing hid from his eyes. He seeth from eternity to eternity. Ecclesiasticus chapter 39, verse 24 and 25. All their works are as the sun in the sight of God, and his eyes are continually upon their ways. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 16. Woe to you that are deep of heart, to hide your counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15. say not, there is no providence. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 5. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, because no man shall prevail by his own strength. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Matthew chapter 10, verse 30. Luke chapter 12, verse 7. Acts chapter 27, verse 34. Thy Father, who seeth in secret, will repay thee. Matthew chapter 6, verse 4. The Lord ruleth me, and I shall want nothing. Psalms chapter 22, verse 1. He hath care of you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I will fix my eyes upon thee. Psalms chapter 31, verse 8. Blessed is the man that shall continue in wisdom, and that shall meditate in his justice, and in his mind shall think of the all-seeing eye of God. Ecclesiasticus chapter 14, verse 22. For the wisdom of God is great, and he is strong in power, seeing all men without ceasing. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 19. Question 18. Does God know all things? God knows all things, even our most secret thoughts, words, and actions. To the Lord was his own work known from the beginning of the world. Acts chapter 15, verse 18. If our heart reprehend us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. Inquisition shall be made into the thoughts of the ungodly. Wisdom, chapter 1, verse 9. For all things were known to the Lord God before they were created, so also after they were perfected, he beholdeth all things. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 23, verse 29. The searcher of hearts and reins is God. Psalms, chapter 7, verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10, Apocalypse chapter 2, verse 23, and Wisdom chapter 1, verse 6. He that knoweth my conscience is on high. Job chapter 16, verse 20. He knoweth the secrets of the heart. Psalms chapter 43, verse 22. Thou knowest all things. Esther chapter 13, verse 12, and Baruch chapter 3, verse 32. O Lord, who hast the knowledge of all things. Esther chapter 14, verse 14. O eternal God, who knowest hidden things, who knowest all things before they come to pass. Daniel chapter 13, verse 42. He knoweth the vanity of men. Job chapter 11, verse 11. Psalms chapter 93, verse 11, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20. The Lord knoweth who are his. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. For the Lord knoweth all knowledge, and hath beheld the signs of the world. He declareth the things that are past, and the things that are to come, and revealeth the traces of hidden things. No thought escapeth him, and no word can hide itself from him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 42, verse 19 and 20. Jesus, seeing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? Matthew chapter 9, verse 4. Lord, thou knowest all things. John chapter 21, verse 17. Now we know that thou, Christ, knowest all things. John chapter 16, verse 30. And they said, How doth God know, and is there knowledge in the Most High? Psalms chapter 72, verse 11. Shall anyone teach God knowledge? Job chapter 21, verse 22. He knoweth my way. Job chapter 23, verse 10. Thou hast understood my thoughts afar off. Thou hast foreseen all my ways. Thou hast known all things. Psalms chapter 138, verse 3-5. The Lord is a God of all knowledge. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 3. Thy knowledge is become wonderful to me. It is high, and I cannot reach to it. Psalms chapter 138, verse 6. No thought is hid from thee. Job chapter 42, verse 2. When he is come, he will tell us all things. John chapter 4, verse 25. Question 19. Can God do all things? God can do all things, and nothing is hard or impossible to him. Thou canst do all things. Wisdom chapter 11, verse 24. I know that thou canst do all things. Job chapter 42, verse 2. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, he hath done in heaven, in earth, in the sea, and in all the deeps. Psalms chapter 134, verse 6. No word shall be impossible with God. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. With God all things are possible. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, Mark chapter 1, verse 40, and Luke chapter 8, verse 12. All things are in thy power. Esther chapter 13, verse 9. God is high in his strength. Job chapter 36, verse 22. Almighty is his name. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. For great power always belong to thee alone. Wisdom, chapter 11, verse 22. For thou showest thy power, when men will not believe thee to be absolute in power, and thou convincest the boldest of them that know thee not. Wisdom, chapter 12, verse 17. He hath showed might in his arm. Luke, chapter 1, verse 51. Adonai, Lord, great art thou, and glorious in thy power, and no one can overcome thee. Judith, chapter 16, verse 16. Thy power, O Lord, is not in the multitude. Judith, chapter 9, verse 16. It is easy for the Lord to save either by many or by few. 1 Kings, chapter 14, verse 6. Is there anything hard to God? Genesis, chapter 18, verse 14. Who is strong but our God? 2 Kings, chapter 22, verse 32. Who is like to thee among the strong, O Lord? Exodus, chapter 15, verse 11. There is none strong like our God. 1 Kings, chapter 2, verse 2. Thou art mighty, O Lord. Psalms 88, verse 9. He hath done all things whatsoever he would. Psalms chapter 113, verse 3b. With him is wisdom and strength. He hath counsel and understanding. If he pull down, there is no man that can build up. If he shut up a man, there is none that can open. John chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Question 20. Is God just, holy, and merciful? God is all just, all holy, all merciful, as he is infinitely perfect. Thou art just, O Lord. Esther chapter 14, verse 7. O Lord God, creator of all things, dreadful and strong, just and merciful, who alone art the good King, who alone art gracious, who alone art just and almighty and eternal. 2 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. Thou hast loved justice and hated iniquity. Psalms chapter 44, verse 8. For the Lord is just and hath loved justice. Psalms chapter 10, verse 8. We cannot find him worthily. He is great in strength and in judgment and in justice, and he is ineffable. Job chapter 37, verse 23. O Lord God Almighty, true and just are thy judgments. Apocalypse chapter 16, verse 7 and 19, verse 2. Thou art just, O Lord, and all thy judgments are just, and all thy ways are mercy and truth and judgment. Tobias chapter 3, verse 2. There is no respect of persons with him. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9. Justice and judgment are the preparation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Psalms chapter 88, verse 15. Thy right hand is full of justice. Psalms chapter 47, verse 11. God will not condemn without cause, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Job chapter 34, verse 12. God will not cast away the simple, nor reach out his hand to the evildoer. Job chapter 8, verse 20. To the Lord our God belongeth justice. Baruch chapter 1, verse 15, and chapter 2, verse 6. God is faithful and without any iniquity. He is just and right. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. Who can say to him, Thou hast wrought iniquity? Job chapter 36, verse 23. Which of you shall convince me, Christ, of sin? John chapter 8, verse 46. There is none holy as the Lord is. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 2. Holy is his name. Luke chapter 1, verse 49. For thou only art holy. Apocalypse chapter 15, verse 4. Holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts, all the earth is full of his glory. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. Apocalypse chapter 4, verse 8. The Lord our God is holy. Psalms chapter 98, verse 9. Thou art a merciful God. Baruch chapter 3, verse 2. Thou, our God, art gracious and true, patient, and ordering all things in mercy. Wisdom, chapter 15, verse 1. The Lord is gracious and merciful, patient, and plenteous in mercy. Psalms, chapter 144, verse 8, and Joel, chapter 2, verse 13. The Lord is sweet to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Psalms chapter 144, verse 9, and Psalms 85, verse 5. The mercy of God is upon all flesh. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 12. As I live, saith the Lord God, I desire not the death of the wicked. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11, and 18, verse 23, and 18, verse 32. The Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy on his poor ones. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 13. God is compassionate and merciful, and will forgive sins in the day of tribulation, and he is a protector to all that seek him in truth. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 13. I have compassion on the multitude. Mark chapter 8, verse 2, Matthew chapter 15, verse 32. He loveth mercy and judgment. The earth is full of the mercy of the Lord. Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. The mercy of the Lord is from eternity and unto eternity. Psalms chapter 102, verse 17. Behold, thou hast loved truth. Psalms chapter 50, verse 8. Thou art good. Psalms 118, verse 68. He hath mercy on him that receiveth the discipline of mercy, and that maketh haste in his judgments. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 14. Give glory to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 5, verse 13. His mercy endureth forever. Psalms chapter 135 and 117. Thou hast mercy upon all. Wisdom chapter 11, verse 24. The Lord is patient and full of mercy. Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy. Psalms 102, verse 8. O the Lord God, merciful and gracious, patient and of much compassion and true. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. Because the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not leave thee, nor altogether destroy thee. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31. One is good, God. Matthew chapter 19, verse 17, and Luke chapter 18, verse 19. Be you therefore perfect, as also your heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. From the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, Lesson 3rd, on the Unity and Trinity of God. Question 21. Is there but one God? Yes, there is but one God. Who is God but our God? Psalms chapter 17, verse 32. For there is one God. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Who is the blessed and only mighty, the King of kings and Lord of lords? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15, and Apocalypse chapter 17, verse 14, and 19, verse 16. Yet to us there is but one God. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. We know that there is no God but one. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4. Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. James chapter 2, verse 19. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, and Mark chapter 12, verse 29. Hath not one God created us? Malachias chapter 2, verse 10. Know therefore this day, and think in thy heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and in the earth beneath, and there is no other. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 39. There is one most high Creator Almighty, and a powerful King, and greatly to be feared, who sitteth upon his throne, and is the God of dominion. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 8. See ye that I alone am, and there is no other God besides me. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5, and Ecclesiasticus chapter 36, verse 5. Before me there was no God formed, and after me there shall be none. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10. I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, and 48, verse 12, and 45, verse 5. There is no other God but thou. Wisdom, chapter 12, verse 13. For there is no other God either in heaven or earth. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 24. One Lord, one God, and Father of all. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. They worshipped one God of heaven. Judith chapter 5, verse 9. And let them know that thou art the Lord, the only God, and glorious over all the world. Daniel chapter 3, verse 45, and Zacharias chapter 14, verse 9. There is no other almighty God besides him. Tobias chapter 13, verse 4. I am the Lord your God, and there is none besides. Joel chapter 2, verse 27, 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 22. Now to the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. We will continue with the questions in the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism on side B.